Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batetatoekwe. In our top stories, a family in Golambele near Dimako in the East region has lost six of its members to food poisoning. Reports say the deceased and two others in critical state consumed a meal made out of chemically contaminated maize. The government of Cameroon is working towards giving a boost to the bamboo and the rattan sector. A partnership agreement to that effect has been signed between the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises and officials of an international organization. Out of Cameroon, at least 60 people have died after a dam burst due to heavy rainfall in Sudan. A development of these stories and more right ahead. But first, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Six members from the same family have died and two others in critical condition due to food poisoning in the East region. The victims who live in Dimako are said to have consumed maize fufu contaminated with chemicals. East Governor Gregoire Mvongo has ordered for free treatment of the survivors currently at the Betwa Regional Hospital while the deceased are in the morgue as investigations continue. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications has underlined that the promotion of financial inclusion in Cameroon can play a key role in enhancing the Sustainable Development Goal number one on poverty eradication. Minister Minette Libombe-Lilikeng made the statement this afternoon in Yaoundé at the start of the first Cameroon Conference on Financial Inclusion. The two-day event organized by the Cameroonian NGO Yes Cameroon is looking forward to proposing a working document that will trigger effective policy on fintech and financial inclusion in the country. A convention to promote and to develop bamboo and rattan internationally has been signed between the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, and the International Bamboo and Rattan Organization. The partnership to promote and to develop bamboo and rattan for the benefit of the population of Mbalmayo specialized in the growing of bamboo. Minister Achille Basilekin III signed for the Ministry of SMEs, while René Kam penned on behalf of the organization. Trade Minister Lugma Grambaga Tangana has urged parents and all inhabitants in general to purchase their school needs and other household essentials from the trade fairs opened across the country ahead of school resumption. He was speaking while launching the commercial opening at the 20th May Boulevard, an initiative aimed at promoting social cohesion while at the same time addressing challenges attributed to inflation. According to the trade chief, the exercise will attain the expected goals only if retailers and wholesalers do not indulge in unorthodox practices which will defeat the purpose. The British High Commissioner to Cameroon, His Excellency Barry Lowen, and the King of Great Britain's Commissioner for Trade to Africa, John Humphrey, have both been received in audience today in Yaoundé by the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May. The personalities had conversations on key areas of cooperation, including trade and agriculture, and how these can be further harnessed throughout the broader Central Africa sub-region to grow national and regional GDPs. And out of Cameroon, at least 60 people have died after a dam burst due to heavy rainfall in Sudan. The Abad Dam, which has a capacity of 25 million cubic meters and is the main source of drinking water for the coastal city of Port Sudan, collapsed, washing away farms and villages downstream. Search operations are currently underway, but there are fears that the death toll could be even higher. The Sudanese military has called on all agencies to provide support and assistance to the affected citizens as the country grapples with the dual crisis of conflict and natural disaster. And in sports, 11 cycling teams from Europe and Africa are expected to compete in this year's Grand Prix Cycliste International Chantal Biya, slated for October the 1st. A ceremony to present innovations of the competition that took place in Yaoundé was chaired by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwele Kambi. Meantime, the Nigeria Football Federation, NFF, has named Bruno Labbadia as the new head coach of the men's national team. The 58-year-old German, who previously managed Stuttgart, was selected after the NFF's negotiations with Jan Andersen, and Hervé Renard fell through. Labadia's first match in charge will be the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Benin on September 7th, followed by a trip to Rwanda 3 days later. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. Six members of a family are reported to have died while two others are in a critical state due to food poisoning in the village of Ngolambele near Dimako. Eyewitnesses say the family consumed corn fufu made with maize treated with chemical substances destined for planting. The governor of the East Region, Gregoire Vongo, has ordered that the two survivors be treated free of charge at the Bertoua Regional Hospital Center. Tala LT has the details.
One of the victims who died in this unfortunate situation is said to have used treated corn seedlings to prepare a meal for the family after a long day in the farm. His Majesty Lopa Bunjo William is chief of Ngolambele, where this incident occurred. The grandmother died alongside her daughter and four grandchildren. The grandfather and uncle are the ones who survived this incident. The two surviving members who took part in this last supper are battling for their lives at the Bertoua Regional Hospital Center. Dr. Thierry Ekanga, medical doctor. Their condition is still critical, but we are doing our best to save their lives. One of their relatives who first arrived at the scene thought the family was under a general spell, reason why she took time to alert the villagers. Laurentine Jola, family member. I noticed a child convulsing. When I arrived, I thought it was a general epilepsy crisis that struck the family. Little did I know they were suffering from food poisoning. The divisional officer for Dimako has ordered that all grinding mills in the village be disinfected before use. Meanwhile, Governor Gregoire Vongo has instructed that the two surviving members of this family be treated free of charge. Tala LTE, CRTV News, Ngolambele.
The UK government is working on putting plausible spin-offs on trade and investment in Cameroon. The High Commissioner of the United Kingdom to Cameroon, Barry Lowen, and his King's Commissioner for Trade to Africa, John Humphrey, have been shedding light on new perspectives that will deepen bilateral relations in these areas. Both diplomats were granted audience today in Yaoundé by the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May. Belinda Shaw reports.
The long-standing partnership between the United Kingdom and Cameroon is constructed on focused development and security ties, but more so on trade, investment, education and agriculture. In the win-win bilateral relation, the British side is looking to contribute to step up the acumen on boosting trade with a specific aim to promote an economy in Cameroon which is more competitive and diversified and propitious to growth both within and beyond the frontiers. John Humphrey is the King of Great Britain's Commissioner for Trade to Africa.
My specific responsibility looking at trade and investment between the UK and markets in Africa. So this is a great opportunity for me to visit the market, to hear about the government priorities and to talk together about the business environment and how we can create the framework to promote trade and investment between our two countries.
More specifically, UK-Cameroon economic ties should help the country with its mixed economic system to reduce poverty, increase production, export and supply capacities, as well as strengthen its capacities in terms of trade policy that can carve out a tangible regional integration.
A memorandum of understanding has been signed between the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises and the International Organization for Bamboo and the Rattan, known as INBAR, involved in the production and commercialization of bamboo and rattan products. This was at a ceremony in Bamayo in the Nyong and So division of the center. Vanessa Woodnang-Snamung is on the line to Mbalmayo.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mbalmayo in the Nyong and So division of the Central Region, where the populations have converged on the courtyard of the handicraft village to witness the signing ceremony of a partnership agreement between the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises and the International Organization for Bamboo and Rattan. It is worth noting that in the course of this ceremony, blow torches and full gas bottles, among other materials, will be handed over to officials of the handicraft village by the minister, Ashil Basilikin III, who is presiding this ceremony, to boost and improve the bamboo and rattan sector, which is an evolving and growing activity in this part of the country. The member of government will equally seize the opportunity, alongside his entourage, to visit the different exposition stands where furniture and sculptures made out of bamboo and rattan are being exposed by the different handicraftsmen and women. Attending this ceremony, amongst others, is the Minister of Environment and the Protection of Nature, Ele Pierre, the Senior Divisional Officer for the Nyong and So, and the Mayor of Mbalmayo, amongst others. In Mbalmayo, I am Vanessa Woodnang-Snamung for the CRTV.
Thanks, Vanessa. And the Vogbi neighborhood in Yaoundé has become a haven for artisans who are specialized in the production of diverse bamboo and rattan furniture. The vendors of these articles say business is good thanks to the growing popularity in rattan due to its durability, flexibility and sturdiness. Colette Jani visited the bamboo and rattan furniture market in Yaoundé and compiled the following report.
It is always a busy atmosphere at the bamboo rattan furniture market in the Vongbi neighborhood in Yaoundé as artisans build furniture from these materials, which they believe it's more exquisite than wood. Amongst them, Roger Atangana.
If we remove the skin off and we assemble the frames, we still need to treat them with a product, and we need to prepare the strings to weave the chairs, filing cabinet and baskets. To give the shape of a chair or a piece of furniture according to the customer's models, we give the shape with a touch. This is what helps us to give the different shapes in terms of weaving. There is models that are made with large or small slots.
The industry generates millions of Safer France each year as a product such as chairs, cupboards, beds and baskets are distinguished by greater elegance and innovation, with prices ranging from 5,000 francs to over 300,000 francs.
We really make brisk money from the sales of our articles made from bamboo. People really patronize our business from articles like basket and cupboard. At times, we receive 2 to 3 commands from big customers a day. The government should put in more efforts to commercialize bamboo and rattan in the country and also in the foreign market.
These artisans are calling on the government to exploit the bamboo and rattan market more due to its massive economic value.
Compressed blocks and fire bricks are some of the local materials increasingly being used in the construction of modern buildings in Cameroon. Apart from being cost-effective, the materials are highly valued for being ecologically friendly. In the following report, George Mwam highlights the effort made to encourage their use.
In an era fraught with extreme climatic conditions, fire bricks made from clay and compressed blocks from laterite represent a welcome alternative to cement blocks due to their low carbon footprint. The local material promotion agency, Mipromalo, with 2 of its administrative buildings recently constructed with local material, has so far been leading by example, and its director general, Dr. Likibi Bubakar, says fire bricks are more comfortable and affordable.
The advantage for using fire brick in our construction is first of all the cost. After that, we have the quality of environment that this brick provides.
Aside from the economic and ecological advantages, he adds that fire bricks and compressed blocks are more aesthetic.
Now we are in my office. You can see the AC is not functional, but temperature is quite friendly.
To encourage the use of these materials for different construction works, Mipromalo has embarked on the creation of specialized training centers across the country where young Cameroonians gain skills on their production and use.
If they want to use the local material, notably the fire brick, they have to come and Mipromalo can provide and give them best advice for implementing their project.
This year, the institution has set a target to produce 1 million 200 fire bricks and has signed partnerships and conventions with councils and other public institutions to encourage the use of local materials in line with a 2007 Prime Ministerial circular.
The use of raw materials like bamboo and rattan to manufacture a wide variety of products for construction, furniture and other objects have been providing diverse opportunities for the unemployed individuals in urban and rural areas. In the following commentary, Bertrand Osumba says that the sector is a significant resource capable of alleviating unemployment in Cameroon.
In the vicinity of the Sanaga River, diligent cohort of young people are actively engaged in extracting Sanaga sand, vital resource utilized for a supply of construction materials to various sites in Yaoundé and its environs. This essential activity not only serves as a means of livelihood for these individuals, but also plays a pivotal role in sustaining numerous families residing in the area. The thriving wood sector, too, employs a significant workforce engaged in the production of furniture, windows, and construction timber. The rattan cane of blocks and the stone industries also emerge as key players in the economic landscape, offering valuable jobs to a considerable number of young Cameroonians. Despite operating within the informal sector, these local materials make a substantial contribution to the economy through revenue generation and unemployment reduction. It is therefore paramount to continue enhancing the value of these materials and train more craftsmen to consistently bolster the development and expansion of their sector. By recognizing and nurturing the potential of these industries, we can promote sustainable growth and prosperity within the country, thereby fostering a more robust economic landscape for the benefit of all stakeholders involved.
Back to School 2024, a special slot on the news.
Trade Minister Luc Magloire Mbarga Tangana has urged parents and all inhabitants in general to purchase their school needs and other household essentials from the trade fairs opened across the country ahead of school resumption. He was speaking while launching the fair at the Maida Trinit Boulevard, an initiative aimed at promoting social cohesion while at the same time addressing challenges attributed to inflation. With the details, here is Clarice Aretakan.
Being able to get school items while at the same time not having to spend even more on other household essentials, such as foodstuff, this is the objective of the commercial opening championed by the Ministry of Trade. At the May 20 Boulevard, parents and guardians have the opportunity to shop for their various needs at prices many describe as affordable. With the participation of partner businesses, edibles and non-edibles are on display. By making sure that all the regions of the country are involved, the idea is to promote fair deals, which, according to Trade Chief Luc Magrambaga Tangana, will contribute to maintain social cohesion.
I could call it a competition, a safe competition between the economic operators. It's new and we are evolving. 2 years ago, there was about 3 or 5 economic operators. Today, we are more than 20. And the big progress also, if we have to compare the price, now are dropping because there is a competition.
The exercise falls in line with measures put in place by the government to address concerns attributed to inflation. There are thus calls for wholesalers not to indulge in unorthodox practices, which will defeat the purpose of the initiative.
And some young people from secondary schools and universities in Cameroon are being armed with techniques to identify, approach, and dialogue with drug consumers within the school milieu to help discourage them from the phenomenon. This is the focus of a two-day workshop that opened today in Yaoundé, organized by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. Karine Coubon reports.
The two-day training has been put together against the backdrop that statistics of the marketing and consumption of drugs keep increasing in Cameroon. The sub-director in charge of civic education in schools and universities at the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Lucy Saleh Ewoke Epus Molombe Lyonga, says it is important to equip relay educators before they return to school come September.
They're going to be trained on detecting drug abuse or other youths that are prone to drugs, how to recognize these drugs, and even know substances that we use in a day-to-day basis that can be used as drugs.
To achieve this goal, a former drug peddler and addict, now promoter of an outfit known as Action Contre les Drogues, Jean-Claude Messomo, has been invited to equip peer educators and sensitization teams with necessary skills needed to penetrate the sector. While describing some communication gestures used by consumers within the school milieu, Mr. Messomo enjoined trainees who will be involved in out-of-school campaigns to avoid approaching addicts with confrontational messages.
They have to be able to identify various drugs and recognize the effects on users. Sensitization teams should not go to the field with t-shirts that read "No to drugs." They should rather use terms that addicts can relate with, such as "Yamu qui a changé ma vie."
While opening the two-day workshop, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, underlined the urgency to completely eradicate the use of drugs among young people to better contribute to the education of mentally upright youth in Cameroonian schools.
Back to School 2024. That was our special slot on the news.
The Director General of Taxation, Roger Meyong Abath, has held talks with actors in the commercial and industrial sector, as well as with members of the Cameroon Employers Union, to get their views on corporate tax reforms likely to stimulate business growth and employment. This is at the start of a four-day consultation mission to the economic capital with the private sector ahead of the drafting of the 2025 finance law. Skola Maluke reports that both meetings were also used by the Director General of Taxation to harp on the need for individuals to declare their personal income tax.
The discussions that characterized both meetings were very cordial. At the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts, where the first meeting held with actors in the commercial and industrial sector, the President of the Chamber of Commerce, Honorable Christophe Eken, presented some 18 proposals to be taken into account in the 2025 draft finance law. Honorable Abedo Collins, member of the Chamber, outlined some of the proposals.
Improving business atmosphere in terms of tax. The discussion went well.
During a second meeting, members of the Employers Union, JICA, presented about 50 proposals to the tax administration. All the proposals, the Director General of Taxation says, will be looked into. Roger Meyong Abath is the Director General of Taxation.
We will see if we can propose this proposition for the fiscal law in 2025.
The meeting was also used by the Director General of Taxation to harp on the need for all to declare their personal income tax.
The contribution is 7% of the GDP. When we compare with the other country, the contribution is 14%. So it's why the authority asked us to improve all these declarations.
The consultation meetings with the private sector in Douala ends on August 30. Skola Maluke, CLTV News, Douala.
In sports, 11 cycling teams from Europe and Africa are expected to compete in this year's Chantal Biya Grand Prix Cycliste International that begins on October the 1st this year. A ceremony to present the competition took place today at the Hilton Hotel in Yaoundé. It was presided at by Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Muele Kambi. Ben Collins Nweberuo has the details.
It is the 24th edition of the Grand Prix Cycliste International Chantal Biya, the competition that began in 2005. The race will take place in two regions of Cameroon, the center and the south, with cyclists expected to compete over five stages. The 2024 cycling tour was presented this Thursday in Yaoundé in a ceremony that was attended by government ministers, members of the diplomatic corps and guests. It was disclosed that riders from seven African teams and four from Europe will battle to succeed Yassine Hamza from Algeria, who won the 23rd edition last year. Suez Canal Discovery Cycling Team from Egypt, Team Bonneau from France, and Flanders Region Team from Belgium will participate in the race for the first time. Reports say regulars like the Algerian cycling team, Benin, Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Dugla Banska Bistrika team from Slovakia, Club de la Défense from France, plus the two cycling teams from Cameroon are set for the competition. The first lap of the race will take place from Koteng through Nanga Eboku to Minta in the Upper Sanaga Division of the Central Region on October 1, 2024.
To NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. A family in Golambele near Dimako in the East Region has lost six of its members to food poisoning. Reports say the deceased and two others in critical state consumed a meal made out of chemically contaminated maize. The government of Cameroon is working towards giving a boost to the bamboo and the rattan sector. A partnership agreement to that effect has been signed between the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises and officials of an international organization. And out of Cameroon, at least 60 people have died after a dam burst due to heavy rainfall in Sudan. And that's a wrap on this edition. My name is Doris Batitatoekwe. Leticia Coralie-Emini is here with the news summary. Good afternoon, Leticia.
Bon après-midi, Doris. Madame, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Le ministre des Petites et Moyennes Entreprises, de l'Économie Sociale et de l'Artisanat signe ce mardi un mémorandum d'entente avec l'Organisation Internationale du Bambou et du Rotin. La cérémonie officielle se tient en Balmayo. Le nouveau cadre de coopération vise la promotion et le développement du bambou et du rotin à l'échelle internationale au profit des populations et de l'environnement. En économie, l'avant-projet de loi de finances 2025 est au centre d'une concertation entre la Direction générale des impôts et le secteur privé à Douala. La première journée concerne les groupements. Après la Chambre de commerce, d'industrie des mines et de l'artisanat du Cameroun, le directeur général des impôts, Roger Meyong-Abbat, et son équipe se rendent au groupement des entreprises du Cameroun. Ces consultations ont pour objectif de produire une loi de finances inclusive. En société, intoxication alimentaire à Dimako, dans la région de l'Est. Six membres d'une famille décèdent après avoir consommé du couscous de maïs traité. Les autres victimes ont été conduites au centre hospitalier régional de Bertois. Le gouverneur de la région, Grégoire Mvongo, a instruit leur prise en charge immédiate et gratuite. La rentrée commerciale 2024 s'est ouverte ce mardi au boulevard du 20 mai à Yaoundé. Le top départ a été donné par le ministre du Commerce. Luc Magloire Mbalga Tangana appelle les populations de Yaoundé et des autres régions du pays à saisir l'opportunité qu'offrent ces marchés promotionnels pour un accès facile aux différents manuels scolaires ainsi qu'aux produits de grande consommation. En sport cyclisme, Grand Prix Chantal Biya 2024, la cérémonie de présentation de la compétition s'est tenue ce matin à l'hôtel Hilton de Yaoundé. C'était sous la présidence du ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique, le professeur Narcisse Muele Kambi. Principale innovation de cette édition, la descente de la caravane dans le département de la Haute-Sanaga sur le tronçon Koteng, Nangaeboko Mintak. Et c'était le condensé des nouvelles en français. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Les programmes se poursuivent sur la CRTV.